This is Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, friends.
Welcome to another episode of Plans, Hope, and a Future. We are just so excited that you've joined us tonight.
Yes. Welcome, everyone. Thank you.
Well, it's tonight here, but it might be morning where you are, might be day. For us, it's rainy evening, right?
Yeah. So much so that I was actually on time, but I thought I was going to be a few minutes late because it was thunderstorming. Like, there was hail coming down. My three children got out of bed and were running around the house. So I just had to take care of the mom thing, but it passed in like 5 minutes. So it was exciting around here and our little log cabin where everything sounds much more loud than, normal situations.
Yeah. And you're right up on that hill too, which
on my mountaintop
has to catch the wind and everything else too.
Yeah. Well, we catch it first before you people down yonder.
Down in the valley. Boy, I sounded so country just then.
Yes, well,
we're not going to get started on that, folks. You may not know this about me and Tiff, but sometimes we just talk as countrified as we can get. And
yes,
I come by it very natural for sure. And Tiff does too. So.
Different parts. And I really love big poofy dresses. And so I've always wanted to be a Southern Belle and like just have the big poofy dresses all the time and talk in a sweet little country accent. So that is part of the reason for my Southern accent, girly girl stuff here.
Well, mine is just, I'm a hillbilly. I just talk in hillbilly.
Not a hillbilly.
That's my first language.
You might speak hillbilly, but you're not a hillbilly.
Well, you know, I was at one point, and actually why I don't talk like my family, like the majority of my family is in southeastern Kentucky, and they call me a Yankee. They call me a Yankee because I don't have the accent anymore because in college, my first major was radio, television, and film. Specifically of that was radio. And I had a show called Breakaway on WRFN at NKU. And I had a professor that said to me, you know, Jen, if you're ever going to make it in radio, you really have to lose that accent. And I was like, well, how do I do that? And it was just continually practicing how I pronounced words and just watching how I enunciated, just stuff like that. And after a while, it just became natural. So like I said, when I go home, or down south, they call me a Yankee. Down yonder, that's right. They call me a Yankee. But, you know, my husband tells me he knows when I've been talking to family down in southeastern Kentucky because my accent will bleed out a little bit. Boy, that was a rabbit hole we just went down.
Well, but I think everyone's experienced that. When I went to London, England for just a week in high school, I came back and I had some of that accent for, a couple of days. It was kind of wild. So a cup of tea, please. Yes.
That's kind of cool. That's kind of cool that you got to.
It was pretty cool.
Pretty
cool experience. So, speaking of darkness and nighttime and thunderstorms and scary things, we wanted to talk today a little bit about how to be the light in this dark world we live in.
Yeah.
Not all of it's dark, but because I just want to say we are having some really cool revival moments and really cool things happening around the world that is really a lot of light. So we can't say it's all dark here for sure. So Jen, you just went and actually watched an amazing movie that just came out that I'm super jelly and can't wait to go see.
Oh yeah, Jesus Revolution. It was such a good movie. So well done. I absolutely loved it. And I heard someone say, if you can get past the first 5 minutes with Jonathan Roumie, who plays Jesus in The Chosen, if you can get past that first 5 minutes of not trying not to think of him as Jesus and accept him in the character that he plays, then you're okay. And then after a while, because he's not speaking in the accent that he does in The Chosen.
Okay.
Yeah, he plays a guy named Lonnie Frisbee, who ended up being very influential in the Calvary Chapel churches and in the Vineyard churches, and helping launch both denominations. But the movie is about how Chuck Smith, who founded Calvary Chapel, wanted to be able to reach people. And more specifically, he wanted to reach hippies. And he was like, if I ever meet a hippie, I want to figure out how I can reach them. And his wife had said to him that, you know, hippies were unreachable, that they, you know, that they were kind of lost. And so he meets Lonnie Frisbee, his daughter brings him home, and the rest is kind of history. So he has a friendship with him, and he just learns that, you know, he wanted to know how to reach them in a way to where Jesus would just meet them where they were in their life experience. And it was very successful. So this movie was just really, really good.
Yeah.
Hearing that whole history. And it was about Greg Laurie too, which none of the trailers even alluded to that. So Greg Laurie apparently wrote this story of how he came to faith under Chuck Smith, and how, again, Lonnie Frisbee influenced all of that. So you're kind of getting two histories there if you know who Greg Laurie is. He's an evangelist and a pastor of Harvest Church, I think is the name of his church.
Okay.
And he's really good. So I was really surprised to see that it was a history about him too. So highly recommend the movie. It was well done. I think someone had said it was the same producers who did I Can Only Imagine. So
that was well done too.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of a powerful visual of, you know, what we're kind of talking about tonight, how to be a light in this dark world. And that's what it sounded like the pastor was really trying to do, reaching the unreachable, what seemed to be the unreachable in the dark place, perhaps. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a great way to lead into our topic. And Jen, did you have any just thoughts about when we just started talking about this topic before we got on, what that kind of looked like for you? What little things that you maybe try to do on the daily, just to be a light in people's lives?
Well, for me, it is definitely something that I value very highly, and that's just being kind. I try to just be kind to folks, and I think kindness goes a long way. And just try to give that to people around me as much as I can.
Yeah.
Strangers especially, because you might encounter a stranger and you may never see them again. And the only gospel they may ever read is what you present to them in actions.
Yeah.
You know, like Saint Francis of Assisi said, preach often, and when necessary, use words. And I thought that was just such a beautiful guide to how we should live our lives, that we should be preaching often with our actions and our kindness.
Yeah. Well, I kind of have a unique experience where I work. I know Jen does a lot of ministry work, and I do as well on a volunteer basis, but I also I work at a company called Sally Beauty Supply. I'm sure a lot of you've heard it.
Love Sally.
Yeah, love it too. I love hair, girly stuff. If you don't know that about me now, come on, you ain't listening, right? So anyway, you know, when I was really, before I took this job, seeking and searching for a job where I could just be with like-minded people in ministry. And I was like convinced that is what I needed to do. But I also, even in the same breath, I wanted to work around my children's schedule because they're very young and they need me at this age. So I needed to work around their schedule as well. So long story short, I went to Sally Beauty Supply last year and they're like, yeah, we'll give you off the summer. We'll give you off when the kids, you know, are out of school, if they're sick, no worries. And I was like, okay, you know, I definitely know the beauty industry. Lots of fun, easy for me to do, walking, like, you know, this is so easy for me. So, but I never expected when I went in for my first day of training that I would be sitting at my boss's desk and I look up and I see Jeremiah 29:11.
Oh, no.
Right there on the board. Oh, yeah. Took a picture of it because that was my verse of the year for like 3 years and knew I was in the right place. And ever since then, it's been such a cool experience. And when I tell you that, I never thought that Sally Beauty Supply would be like a church, like ministry, like experience for me. I never thought that it would. We all are very open with our faith, our core people. We minister to people. We pray over people. We give scriptures out to people.
Cool.
And it is just so neat that people walk in to get their hair stuff and they, you know, people talk and, you know, are having a bad day and we'll sneak in some God bless yous and, oh, you're a Christian. And we're singing worship songs. And, you know, we've had people at the register crying because they're really struggling in their life right now. And really what they need is a word for God, word from God, and they might not know that. And I'll hear a whisper, and I have a little glass mason jar at the front underneath the register that has a bunch of encouraging scriptures in it. And sometimes I'll hear a little whisper from God to allow them to pick one. And every time they reach down and pick one out and they'll just read it out loud, they'll begin weeping because it's, again, exactly, imagine that, God, what they needed to hear from God in that moment. And so, anyway, that has been just such a surprise that I can walk into the beauty industry that I would say is not usually predominantly a Christian atmosphere, the industry that I'm in. But to be able to walk in there and to be a light in something I never thought I would be able to openly talk about my faith in. Not only, I don't even think about it anymore. I'm walking down the, you know, the rows and I'm just singing worship songs and saying, Jesus, take the wheel. Lord, help me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All the things I do, you know, not at work. And it's perfectly acceptable and okay. So really cool stuff. And it's been just such a great surprise just to be able to be a light in this world so openly. Because, yeah, you know, we're in the United States and we have some freedoms that people around the world do not have. But even still, we have to be careful when we talk about God in schools and other venues. And I never thought I would be able to be such a light in that place. So there's the way I do it every day at work.
That's your so pulpit. Fun. That's your, yes, pulpit for sure.
It really is. It really is.
Everybody has a pulpit somewhere in whatever form or fashion. And it isn't when you think about a pulpit, it's where you can actually share your faith or where the harvest is for you. And for everybody, it looks different, right?
Yeah.
So you get the joy of the thing you really love, which is all the girly stuff, all the supplies, yes, all the alternate hair color,
yes,
all the things and serving people, which you do well. You're just really great relationally. And then that is your pulpit. You get to experience sharing God with people, even if it's just that much, but that might be all it takes.
Yeah. You know,
it says some water and some plant, but God gives the increase. So you don't know where you are in the whole process. You might be the planter. You might be the waterer. You just don't know.
Yeah. Well, and I start laughing because as Jen's looking at my face right now, we do this on a video call, but the podcast, but as Jen and I are talking, I have this vivid color in my hair right now.
Just so on the sides. Just on the sides. Let me clarify.
Yep. Yep. Half of my hair is going to be mermaid blue. And it actually already was. I'm just deepening the color up. And the other half is pulled back in a clip. So it's just like, you know, and that's another bonus about my job. Discount on color. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Because as much as I color my hair, we need discounts. Right. So.
That's too funny. Yeah, guys, I wished I could have all of you see her right now.
No, we are going to do it. I already, when we're finished with this podcast, before we sign off, we're going to take a picture, folks, and we are going to post it on our Facebook page so you can enjoy this picture as well and know exactly how I look this evening. So we're doing it.
Okay.
Vulnerable Tiffany moment here.
That's cool.
Yeah. Oh,
that's so funny. I have to say though, I wrestle sometimes with always knowing when I can share my faith with people.
Yeah.
Like I always try to be kind with people, but it's just a matter of like, when do I offer to pray for people or when do I share the gospel? And, you know, just looking for those moments. That can be kind of tough sometimes. Just figuring out when.
Yeah. And I really, Sally's has been such great practice for that because I never thought I could so openly be that way. And I'm sure it's not that way in every Sally's, obviously. But it's been great practice because I've been able to just kind of like, just tiptoe with people. And like I said, start out with like, God bless you or bless you. And then see where they take it, you know, or just share moments of my day. And like today I walked into work and here in Nordic Tucky, it was 78 degrees and sunny and beautiful.
Gorgeous today.
Yes. So in February or March 1st today. So as I'm walking into work, I am saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you for this beautiful day. And so, you know, when we were talking about it to customers, you know, I just mentioned like, yes, thank you, God, for this beautiful day. So those moments kind of either people you'll see kind of just, they don't want to entertain that. You know, they don't really want to talk about that. Or for instance, a woman today said, yeah, and he woke me up today so I can enjoy it. Yeah. So she gave me an open door and we talked about the Lord and we're, you know, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And, you know, she gave me that open door to just allow in. And people, even that are not believers, a lot of times will just open the door a little bit like, why is this girl so filled with joy? Why is she so happy? Why is she so helpful and kind? You know, like, what is that about? And that's because I'm allowing the light of Jesus to shine through me.
Yeah.
Because that's characteristics of Jesus. You know, not that every moment is a shining moment for Tiffany, but, you know, in general, that is a big part of my personality, just being encouraging and, you know, outgoing and talking to everyone and helpful and all those things. So those are Jesus characteristics inside of me already. So it's just using the giftings that he's already put in me, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You get to be God's hands and or feet in that moment and or voice, if you will, to someone that needs to know, right? Or needs encouragement or needs a kind word, whatever it is. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I value that. I think that's good to do it.
Yeah, we had this sweet old lady come in, and she came in to see my coworker. Her name, I can't tell you her name. Darn it. I want to tell you her name because her name's so fun. But just trust me, her name was really fun and iconic. Okay, so she comes in and my coworker yells her name across the store and all giddy to see her. My coworker's a much older lady, but she's amazing. She walks around like saying, "Hey, boo," and all these things that I taught her. Anyway, so she's having a conversation with this older lady, and the older lady's just coming in to visit her, not even to buy product, and just say, you know, she was nervous. She had an upcoming surgery, and she just wanted to stop in and see my coworker and ask her for prayers. And so as she was leaving, my coworker yells for me, and she was like, "Tiffany, we need to be in agreement over this older lady and pray for her." So my coworker has her hands on her, and I didn't know if we were praying openly, but I just start praying right there, you know, hands on her. Yeah. And she was just so touched and thankful that we did. So, yeah, like if someone said, sometimes if someone asks for prayer, sometimes I think it's okay to pray for them right then.
Oh, and sure. To take
that opportunity, you know, sometimes we're like, "Oh yeah, I'll pray for you," but why not stop and actually pray?
Right. No, I 100% agree. You can stop what you're doing and pray right then rather than trying to remember. Oh yeah. You know how you say to people, "Yeah, I'll remember to pray about that." Or
right.
And then you forget and it's like, "Oh yeah, I was supposed to pray about that." So.
Right. Yeah. Yes. That's my rule of thumb as well. Like, let's pray right now. Not I'm going to pray, but Tiffany's memory doesn't really work that well sometimes. So let's just get this done now, because I want to lift you up in prayer, and I want God to change circumstances for you. And I know that I can talk to the only one that can anyway. So let's do that right here and right now. So yeah, that was such a neat opportunity though. And really cool that she came in just to like, not, she didn't leave with anything purchased. She came in to really just share what's going on with her health, and she was nervous. Aww. And needed someone to encourage and pray for her. And
wow. Like, what a privilege. I mean, what a privilege to be able to do that for her. I mean, and what a cool thing that she was able to come in to do that. And that was okay. That was more than okay. But
I know. It's just wild. It's wild. You know, I serve, you know, on prayer team at church and women camp for our church, and all these things where people, you know, that's a place for them to so openly come in for prayer, and you don't even think about it. But to walk into a Sally Beauty Supply in the middle of the day to get prayer, that's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So it excites me every time I have those really cool opportunity and God moments, because he gives me them a lot there. So
that's cool. And you're tuned in.
Yes.
You're tuned in for them, and you're listening for them. And yeah, that's really, I think that's really all you can do to be light and darkness, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just love like Jesus loves, and give people respect and kindness, even if you don't get it in return. And
yeah,
plant what seed you can.
Yeah. And for me, it's listening to those nudges. Cause I think,
yeah,
I think that we hear them and then we're like, this can't be right. You know, like the first time I heard, like, give a scripture to a customer just standing there right in front of me, I was like, "Oh my gosh, Lord, like, I don't know if she's a believer. I don't, are you sure?" And I just kept hearing that. And, you know, when I handed that to her, it's exactly what she needed. And she was just weeping and hugging us over and over and over.
Aww.
So what that did and what that changed in her life, you know, I may never know, but I know in that moment it touched her deeply, and God was doing something, and how dare me, you know, get in the way, if I didn't do that, get in the way of what God was trying to do in her life, you know? So it does take courage sometimes, like, especially, you know, in those situations like that, but that, it all comes down to just trusting God, and he's got us covered anyway. What was the worst thing that could happen in that situation? She's saying, no, thank you, or I don't believe. Okay. I'm not going to push this on you. No worries. You know, so I don't know why we get so scared anyhow. We do live in a free country, which, I mean, is amazing. It's amazing that we can so openly have freedom of speech, you know?
Yeah, but I think on some level, at least for me, and I can only speak for me,
yeah,
that when I get a nudge sometimes, I'm thinking, my first thought is, will I look stupid? Or will this sound stupid? Seriously.
Right.
Will I deliver it the wrong way? Even though, and talking about Jesus is not stupid, mind you. That's not what I mean.
Right.
I just mean in how I deliver it or approach it or do it or whatever. And so sometimes I'll wrestle with a nudge. And I think it is learning how to exhibit your bravery, which doesn't mean you're not afraid. It just means you step out and do it.
Do it anyway.
Yeah. And see what God can do, because amazing things can happen when you step out, when you're, even though you're afraid.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's some of the most amazing things have happened to me when I've stepped out, when I've been scared to death to do something.
Absolutely. I would have never seen that woman just be so filled with gratitude and know how deeply that touched her, you know, if I hadn't just stepped over a little bit of fear.
Yeah.
And followed what, you know, God's nudging us for a reason. You know, he knows what he's doing.
Right. So
we could just be like, okay, you know, and what's the worst thing that can happen? God's got us, you know, he's got us. So I know it's a little scary sometimes,
but you can be the answer to someone's prayer. Sorry, I didn't mean to run over you there.
You're right. Well, you're absolutely right to be that. And like, I just need an encouraging word today. I just need someone to be kind. I am so sick of this darkness around me and these people around me who always just have negative stuff. Like, I just need kindness today. And for you to be that kindness, praise the Lord. Yeah, so I hope this helped. I hope that, and I pray that you can, you know, be the light in the darkness in this world, because things are shifting, and I'm excited about the direction we're going. And I know there is lots of darkness still, but guys, good news. Jesus always wins. Light always wins.
That's right.
Oh, when the world looks dark, just know light's coming, you know, and you can be part of being that light. And it can be as easy as opening a door for someone or smiling at someone that day. It could be that easy. So encourage you to take those steps in your day and every day, and just start with one thing at a time. Like, I'm going to wait for the person behind me tomorrow, and I'm going to open the door for them.
Yeah.
You know, we don't need to be in that big of a hurry that we can't open a door for someone.
Or even like if you go through the Starbucks line or fast food line, pay for the food behind you or buy them a coffee or, and it's so anonymous and it's so cool to be able to spread something like that on people.
Yeah. Or a friend that's been struggling at work.
Our
take
friend,
her
favorite right.
drink. Pick
there
her
you
up.
Go. There you,
you know,
go.
It can be little tiny things.
Yeah.
But those things can make all the difference in the world. And light is going to come in and heal the darkness. So let's pour all the light in.
Amen. I like that. Let's pour all the light in. That'll be our rallying cry this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and all the time.
Yeah, I think this is so fun because I feel encouraged to go out and be more of a light, you know, like to just reminisce on the things that, you know, have occurred and to see how big of an impact that has on people. It just makes me want to do it more. So I encourage you all to experience this as well because it's pretty fun.
Yes, it is indeed. All right. Friends, we hate to leave you, but it is time at the end of another episode, another fun episode with you guys. So we will see you until next time.
Bye, friends.
You've been listening to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Podcast copyright 2022, Parable Road, LLC.